This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and wow, what a doozy of a Monday. If only there were things to talk about. It's going to be a huge Monday show, and I'm going to go ahead and warn you right now. What I'm about to say, we're about to have a very long talk, and you are probably going to be angry at me. Go ahead and get the email ready to call me a bunch of names. That is coming almost undoubtedly, so get ready for that. A reminder, it's not your mommy's show, it's your daddy's show. We're going to have a real honest discussion like adults about this Epstein stuff, the Epstein report that's out there, and it's going to involve thinking. So Chris may struggle. I'm sure you will do fine. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now, as we always do. Communists standing on dead bodies to politic once again. Hollywood with yet another flop because they couldn't control themselves. Communist teachers, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's go ahead and talk. You and me. Let's talk about this Epstein report. The report, in case you've been hiding under a rock, dropped late last night. A DOJ source leaked to Axios, it's some worthless publication, it doesn't matter, that the FBI hasn't found any evidence of a client list. They haven't found a client list, and they haven't found evidence that Jeffrey Epstein was blackmailing people. Okay. That has set the world on fire on the right. And understandably so. If this has angered you, if you blew a lid on this, I totally get it. You're angry. I'm angry that powerful people never seem to be held to account. You are angry. I am angry that the institutions we should be able to trust, DOJ, FBI, CIA, you name them, always seem to be covering up for powerful people while smashing little people. You are angry about that. I am angry about that. And so when we wake up and we open up Facebook or Twitter or wherever it may be, and we see the news that, wait a minute, so they're just going to let him go? But that's not necessarily what they said. We're going to get to that in a moment. You get mad. And I get mad. But we are going to have a discussion about what was said, what wasn't said, how things actually work, and I'm going to warn you once again that I may very well make you angry with what we're about to talk about. And so let's clarify a couple things. First, I've made people angry many times before. And you know the thing I do that makes people angrier than anything else? It's not this. It's not when I yell and scream. It's not when I make a joke or say something insensitive about people's race or religion or something like that. It's not that at all. The thing I do that makes people the most angry is I refuse to join the mob. I have always been this way. As soon as everybody seems to be getting whipped up into a frenzy about something, it creates an apprehension in me because I've seen the idiocy, the craziness, the evilness, the dishonesty, the violence of mobs time and time again in my life. So when I look around and see everybody whipped up into a frenzy, it's just my natural instinct. I pause and I pull myself out of it. Wait, hold on. Let's dig through this. That is the thing that is always, Jesse, why aren't you panicking about COVID? Everybody's going to die. Email after email after email. When I came on here and I loudly criticized the Trump administration for 15 days to slow the spread. We got 1,000 emails that day. I must want old people to die. You must hate Trump. I will not ever join the mob. Now, right now, everybody and their brother, possibly you, they are screaming that Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino are covering up for Jeffrey Epstein, covering up for a powerful person. Now, I'm not going to actually defend any of those people, so I want you to listen as we have a long discussion. Let's let the discussion begin now. First of all, let's get this out of the way. The people in the Trump administration, like Pam Bondi, like Alina Haba and others, they did overpromise on things, trying to deliver the goods to the MAGA base, trying to deliver the goods to you and to me. They did go on the news a lot and say things like this.
But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability.
It's time for accountability. We have information. We have names. We have flight logs. You want to see that? I want to see that. Okay. Let's pause on that for a moment. Why haven't you seen that? Again, a lot of this stuff is going to make you mad because I'm not joining the mob. Why haven't you seen that? Well, is it a criminal act to fly on somebody's private jet? Is it? If somebody came to you today and said, hey, I've got this sweet private jet down at the airfield. I am going to go to the Bahamas. I like you. We laugh. We have a good time. You want to come down to the Bahamas with me? We'll go down, sip on some Mai Tais, lay on the beach, fly on my private jet. Did you commit a crime? Now, look, I'm not defending the Bill Clintons of the world and the Bill. I'm not. But is flying on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet a crime? Why do you think they haven't released the flight logs? Because everyone who flew on the jet wasn't a criminal. Didn't necessarily commit an act of crime. Many, I'm sure, did. Again. But when you put that out there on the news, you have to understand that that is going to create a frenzy in people. They are going to want to see it. Okay, clearly there's a flight log. What is the flight log in the minds of most people? It's a list of the criminals, the powerful criminals who are committing acts of crimes, and therefore I want to see the list. But again, it's your daddy's show, not your mommy's show. That's not true. Just because you flew on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, no, I never did, by the way, just because you flew on Jeffrey Epstein's private jet does not make you a criminal. It does not. You may be a criminal. You may not. People used to deal with Al Capone, who were totally legitimate businessmen. It's not against the law to meet with Al Capone. It's not. Not a crime. Okay? Let's go on to something else. Let's talk about the client list, because that's the one that's really got people angry today. Hey, we haven't found evidence of a client list. Okay? I've talked about this. You've talked about this. Now, what image do you have in your head? I'll tell you what I have in my head. I bet you it's very similar. When you hear a Jeffrey Epstein client list, here's what I picture. I picture a document. Maybe it's a notebook, you know, an old school notebook. You write things down. Maybe it's on a computer, Microsoft Word, something like that. And here are the list of names. These are the wealthy, powerful men who I have sucked into my disgusting criminal world. This is the list of names. And right beside that list is a column of the crimes they committed. It's a document that clearly reveals all of the criminals and their criminal deeds. Now, pause for a moment. Again, let's set our emotions aside and let's be adults for a moment. Do you think that list exists? If you and me, if we decided to go down and rob a bank, let's say I decide I'm going to film the whole thing. I'm going to record it on my phone. And we're successful. We go down there. Hey, everybody, put your hands in the air. We take a bunch of money out of the bank, and I record it all on my phone. We snap a selfie on the way out. Woo, look at our cash. Do you think you would want me to hang on to that video? Or maybe it would be better to get rid of it? You really think there's just a list with everybody's name and deeds on it? We're going to have a very long talk here in a moment. Before we have that very long talk, let's learn something. Let's gain wisdom. We always want to be gaining wisdom, don't we? You do, I do. Let's gain some wisdom. That's what Hillsdale College hands out for free. I told you one of the most... Look, we're gonna trash some socialist professors later on in the show. One of the most inspiring conversations I've ever had in my life was with that Hillsdale College historian who told me they're trying to build good citizens at Hillsdale. Isn't that inspirational? And they hand that wealth of knowledge out to you and me free, at no cost. More than 40 free online courses at Hillsdale. Whatever you're into, whatever field you're trying to gain knowledge in, capitalism or the Constitution or the Book of Genesis or the Roman Empire or Sparta, Athens, go. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday, making everybody angry about the Epstein stuff as we walk through reality versus fake. We're not going to join the mob. We're going to be adults. We're going to think about things. There's a leak out there that there's no Epstein client list, that there's no evidence that he was blackmailing powerful people. Okay, so let's dig into that one there. There's no evidence that he was blackmailing people. That's what it said. There's no evidence. All right. Well, I touched on that before we went into the break. No evidence? What do criminals do with evidence? They destroy it. Let me ask you something. Do you remember when I came on here in March and I started screaming about not just the shooting down of Matt Gaetz as AG, but the unbelievable delay and Cash Patel's nomination, Pam Bondi's nomination. Remember Donald Trump, fresh after an election, an incredibly popular moment for him, he was getting every one of his nominees through, even ones that were completely outside of the norm. Completely outside of the norm. The RFKs of the world, Pete Hegseth, but he would, I love all those picks, by the way, but they were all getting through. The system, the Republicans in the House, in the Senate, everybody seemed to be getting behind Trump. Whatever nominee he wants, that's what nominee he gets. He's the president. He won the election. He gets who he wants, except for one. What was the one? Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. And Matt Gaetz was the first one, the first name Donald Trump put out. So when Donald Trump was at maximum popularity, we are fresh off the election. You could still smell it at that point in time. It is the ultimate honeymoon phase. He puts forward Matt Gaetz and the system said, oh, no way, not a chance. Okay. Combine that with what I said back here in March.
Trump was sworn in on January 20th, but there were some...
You know what? No. Chris, I want to do that clip that you... There's two of these. Here's my original clip. Go ahead, Chris.
Almost universally, great military commanders believed in speed. Genghis Khan was infamous for this. Genghis Khan would just show up outside of your city. You had heard he was coming yesterday, and people don't move that quickly, right? But Genghis Khan knew, I have to go quickly. It helps me, it hurts them. Julius Caesar was infamous for this. All the writings still talk about it to this day. Famous for. Did I already say Alexander the Great? He might be the most famous one for this. He drove the Persians insane. They brought these huge armies out. But wait a minute, he's fighting us here? He's not supposed to be here yet. Why? How is he? Speed. Speed matters in life. And it most definitely matters in competition. And I'm very, very, very frustrated right now with the Senate GOP at the speed with which these confirmations are coming down. Why do I not have Attorney General Pam Bondi yet? Why do I not have Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth yet? By the grace of God, we got John Ratcliffe, CIA, in today, but it's still January 23rd. It's Thursday. It's been 4 days. We have heard from how many people and how many different reports have I brought you about what is happening inside the walls of the federal government? Our federal government is a corrupt criminal enterprise occupied by communists from top to bottom, communists who have waged war on you for the last 10, 15 years, and those communists are digging in. They are shredding papers. They are changing titles. They are deleting emails. They are doing everything they can do to burrow themselves into the government as deep and fast as they can before the reformers can get there. The ditches are getting deeper. The booby traps are getting deadlier. Why was Attorney General Pam Bondi not confirmed 35 seconds after Donald Trump was sworn into office? Why is the GOP Senate so weak and pathetic at best, at worst, complicit in the destruction of this country? Where is John Thune? Where are these leaders? On January 20th, the day Donald Trump was sworn in, it should have been vote Hegseth, yes. Vote Bondi, yes. Vote RFK, yes. Vote Ratcliffe, yes. It could have been boom, 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 boom. We've got them lined up every 15 minutes. It's vote time. Let's go, baby. Get them in there. But no. Every single day, the communists in the government who are still very much still in the government are digging in and the fortifications are getting deeper and wider and more difficult to overcome and they are moving quickly.
What did you think the government was doing? Let's just for the sake of argument say they had a client list. Videotapes, pictures, the works. And let's say they were involved in all that stuff. And they most definitely were involved. We'll get to that in a moment. Do you think they were just going to wait around for Kash Patel to walk in the office and pick that folder up? Do you remember the day we told you about the gigantic paper shredder truck parked outside of the DOJ? What do you think they were doing there? Having a smoke? We'll continue. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Maybe you can email the show all your hate because I'm not joining the rage mob. You can email love, hate, death threats, whatever you'd like. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And Chris, don't you ever insult Neil Diamond again. That's a great song. Neil Diamond has great tunes. Is he still alive? Is he Jewish? I think he's Jewish, right? What, Chris? I thought you would stick together. I think he's Jewish. Man, dude, he's great. Dude, Neil Diamond's great. Anyway, just because Jewish producer Chris has no taste in music, we're not going to let him distract us from talking about the Epstein client list, FBI, DOJ, CIA, government stuff. And yes, Medal of Honor Monday is coming up a half hour from now. So let's talk about this. Because remember, I'll play you one more flashback and then we'll dig into this. Remember when I said this?
Trump was sworn in on January 20th, but there were some specific nominations that kept getting kicked down the road. And you remember what I screamed about during that rant, that speed matters. The reason you need to move fast is so you can wrong foot the enemy. The reason you don't want to delay is because every day you delay, it's a day the enemy's trenches get deeper, his walls get higher. And I'm looking at an article here from February 6th. This is from ABC News. Committee vote on Kash Patel's nomination to be FBI director is delayed after Democrats object. Why? Because maybe you're sitting there saying, well, they're Democrats. They're going to lock shields. They're going to object. Yes, Democrats opposed pretty much every one of Trump's nominees, almost universally, with the exception of Rubio. Democrats voted against almost all of them, but they didn't delay them. But Kash Patel, head of the FBI, it really took a while. Tell you what, pause on that. We'll come back to it. Pam Bondi, she was one of the last ones as well. And in fact, Pam Bondi was choice number two. Donald Trump's first choice to be attorney general was Matt Gaetz. Think about the GOP senators and how they reacted to other Trump nominees. They tried to raise a stink about Hegseth and got smacked around for it. But other than that, they confirmed all of them. RFK confirmed them all. Yet Matt Gaetz, attorney general, he was a bridge so far that they couldn't whip the votes for him and dumped him in a couple days. Then they went with option B, Pam Bondi, and kept her to the end. Okay, now let's go back to the Cash Patel thing. Donald Trump was sworn in on January 20th. 16 days after that, the Senate Democrats came out and they announced, Cash, ooh, we're delaying him. But again, I ask you, why? They weren't going to stop him. Even when they were asking the hard questions about this or that or the book he wrote, there was never even the tiniest bit of movement in the Senate GOP indicating the GOP was going to vote against Cash Patel. Cash Patel becoming FBI director was never, ever, ever in doubt. He had, as far as I can tell, universal GOP support in the Senate. So why delay him? Why is it that the head of the FBI, you want to wait as long as humanly possible before he takes over? What do you think the communists were doing with these delays? I warned you back in January. I think it was 3 days after Trump's nomination. I was on the radio screaming. This is as close as I got to screaming. Screaming, this is too slow. Why? Because I knew exactly what the communists were doing. The day after election night. Election night's on a Tuesday, the first Tuesday in November. Wednesday, I promise you, the secret police agency was making preparations.
That was me back in March. Do you remember, speaking of the Epstein stuff, when Pam Bondi, remember, she's the attorney general, top law enforcement officer in the United States of America, FBI, very much works for her, under her. Remember when she said, hey, New York, FBI, give me those Epstein files now. I promised them for the people. Remember how that went?
A source told me, New York, SDNY, they're sitting on thousands of pages of documents regarding Epstein. Thousands, thousands. And of course, you've seen the very strong letter. We will get everything. We will have it in our possession. We will redact it, of course, to protect grand jury information.
They stonewalled the attorney general to the point the head of the New York FBI office had to be relieved of duty. They forced him to retire early because the attorney general, his boss, said, give me your Epstein files. And he said, man, I'd love to, but I guess I'm golfing today. Here's another very interesting article. Maybe you haven't heard this story before. It's from quite some time ago, but the headline is FBI is demanded to release hundreds of missing, stay with me, Jeffrey Epstein documents, including tapes, CDs, passports, pictures, so on and so forth. But this is such an interesting part of the article. You have to go several pages, several paragraphs down, but here's a quote. FBI agent, by the way, just to set this up, this is in Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan home. He had a really nice fancy townhouse in Manhattan in New York City, okay? FBI gets a warrant, they go in. Listen to this from the article. FBI agent Kelly McGuire testified her team located the items within a safe in a property, but did not have a warrant to remove them. When the FBI agent returned, the items were reportedly missing. If you'd like to see what those items looked like, the picture is actually available online. You can go look at it. It's a big drawer full of DVDs and things. The Federal Bureau of Investigation executed a search warrant on Jeffrey Epstein's home in New York upon discovering a treasure trove of information. They said, hey, I guess we can't take that. They left. They notified Epstein's people who went and cleaned out the drawer before the FBI could come back. Have you ever heard of John Connolly? That name ring any bells? I guarantee you, you know what's amazing about this? I guarantee you everybody listening to me on WRKO Boston has heard of that name, and probably nobody else in the country. But John Connolly, who was John Connolly? John Connolly was an FBI agent. He came up in Boston. Why is he important? Well, he ended up going to prison. Why? What did he do? Well, in John Connolly's childhood, he got to know somebody in his neighborhood. Tough kid, boxer, kind of a criminal. Somebody you've heard of before. Somebody by the name of Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger was famously the Boston area crime boss of bosses. Quick note, pause on this. Speaking of WRKO, if this story at all interests you, and I'm not going to go into a big Whitey Bulger thing, Howie Carr, great, legendary radio host Howie Carr, he did an amazing podcast on this entire story called Dirty Rats. It's all about Whitey Bulger and John Connolly and all that. So if you'd like more on this story, Dirty Rats is the name of the podcast. Great podcast. I geeked out on it. Anyway, back to it. John Connolly, he got to know Whitey Bulger as a child. They chose different paths, to put it mildly. John Connolly joined the FBI. Whitey Bulger, he chose to become a criminal. A prominent criminal. We'll pick up that tale in just a moment. Before we get to that, are you having trouble hiring a good person? Do you need somebody to take your company to the next level? Are you trying to replace someone? Someone quit, got fired, retired? Isn't it a nightmare finding good people now? It's just hard. It's hard. These dirt balls, they either don't show up to interviews or they're just a disaster. So what are employers supposed to do when it's so difficult? Well, ZipRecruiter has it figured out. Their reputation precedes them. If you want a job, you go to ZipRecruiter and you get your resume on there. Why? Because ZipRecruiter, they have this amazing matching technology where you, the employer, within a day, it's practically instant, you'll be talking to good candidates. 4 out of 5 employers get somebody good in the first day. The database is there. The choice employee you want is sitting at ZipRecruiter waiting for you to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday, 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, we are on in Buffalo now. Shout out to the amazing WUSW for welcoming the Jesse Kelly Show family. And I apologize ahead of time for all the hate mail. All right, back to our little story here. John Connolly worked for the FBI. Somebody who knew from childhood, Whitey Bulger, chose a different path, chose to become essentially a mob boss, a crime lord. This is all in Boston, the Boston area. They figured out an arrangement that worked well for them. The arrangement was this. Whitey Bulger, being as how he's a crime lord, he knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows who the players are. He knows the structure of the different criminal elements in the area. He has a wealth of information that he can hand to John Connolly. John Connolly is aspirational, as most people are, certainly young men, no matter what field they're in. John Connolly at the FBI wants to be promoted, wants to make a name for himself, become a great crime fighter. What a gold mine it would be to have somebody handing you information on criminals. Think about how many people you could bust. Think how good you would look to your boss, promotions, the works. But Whitey Bulger is not going to do that for free. He's not only a criminal, he's a human being. You know, give and take. Whitey Bulger wanted protection from his crimes, for his crimes. John Connolly came to an arrangement with Whitey Bulger, an arrangement John Connolly ended up going to prison over. John Connolly would protect his source, his asset. In exchange, Whitey Bulger would give him information. This is not a story about John Connolly in particular. It's actually not even a story about just the FBI. This is FBI, CIA, local police forces, law enforcement agencies, intelligence agencies. When they have somebody feeding them information, they take unbelievable steps to protect that person from prosecution, from getting in trouble. If you believe, as I do, that Jeffrey Epstein was working with the government, probably CIA, maybe FBI, but I will tell you, really sharp people like Mike Benz insist it's the CIA. They insist he's been CIA since 1980s, but it doesn't matter, the government agency. Then you obviously know that whatever government agency was working with Jeffrey Epstein was also at the same time protecting Jeffrey Epstein. He was providing things. They were in exchange providing him with things that would, of course, include protection. Pam Bondi, and you know, I've criticized Pam Bondi, and I will continue to do so. It's not like I'm some Pam Bondi fan at all. Pam Bondi is taking all kinds of heat today because of this leak that there's, what do you mean there's no client list? What do you mean there's no evidence? Peter Ducey's asking her about it.
According to the report.
Sorry, he's asking Caroline Levitt about it.
According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News.
I've got the quote.
Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen? And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now.
This is that interview.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review.
What was actually sitting on her desk? She didn't use the word list. He used the word list. All the information that was given to her by the FBI. All the information that was given to her by the FBI. That does not mean that's all the information the FBI possessed or ever possessed. We know the FBI left critical criminal pieces of information in Jeffrey Epstein's townhouse to be hoovered up by Jeffrey Epstein's people to protect him. We know that. We know law enforcement agencies will cover up for criminals to protect them from prosecution. We know that. We know all these things. This was not an hour-long rant to defend Pam Bondi or Cash Patel or any of those things. You are well aware of my stance that the FBI should cease to exist. This is me telling you, maybe there is no client list. Maybe if there ever was a client list, it got deleted, shredded, covered up long ago. If the FBI, CIA, any of these organizations were complicit in crimes in order to avoid public scrutiny, in order to avoid the wrath of Congress, Donald Trump, do you think they wouldn't destroy the evidence? I don't cheer for this. I'm not celebrating anything I'm telling you right now. I bet you they destroyed anything that could have made them look bad. That's what criminals do. Criminals destroy evidence. You know, we talk about the mafia all the time. The mafia kills people. You know that. And sure, they kill people for business reasons. There's no question. But what's one of the main driving factors for the mafia killing people? Find somebody with a bunch of shots in the back of his head? Well, that human being is a witness, has information inside of their head that could send people to prison. So you eliminate that evidence. You get rid of it. What is the largest criminal organization on planet Earth? The United States government. Agencies inside of the government, FBI, CIA, are the worst criminal organizations on the planet. Did you think they had an FBI, CIA, Jeffrey Epstein list of clients and their crimes sitting in a Microsoft Excel document waiting for Cash Patel to find it? I know this hurts. I know you're mad. Sorry. It's reality. I believe it's gone. Could be wrong, but I believe it's gone. Let's do an email real quick. Hey, Jesse. I'm a 72-year-old male taking chalk for a little over a year to keep my testosterone levels up for energy. Get this. My last blood panel showed my T level at 851. He puts an exclamation point and he repeats it. 851. My much younger doctor was shocked and amazed because of my age. I told him what I was taking. He told me those levels were typical for someone in their 20s. I'm very active at my age and walk an average of 12 to 15,000 steps per day, volunteering in retail arena. Thank you for being an advertiser for Chalk, and thank you to Chalk. Are you ready to feel like a million bucks? Men, women, natural herbal supplements at Chalk are here for you. You have questions, they will answer them. Call them. 50-CHOQ-3000. 50-CHOQ-3000. You can even text them. Your life is about to be infinitely better. More energy, better mood. Go and embrace it. All right? Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.